Hello and welcome to episode 25 of It's Funny Now, stories you're glad didn't happen to you. My name is Frank Trainer. I'm the creator and producer of the show where people tell stories that maybe were embarrassing, cringy, terrifying, shameful, disgusting, even sad sometimes when they happened, but with the help of time we can say, it's funny now. Our show is recorded live at The Crow in Santa Monica, California. That's the new comedy club for Elevated Comedy in Los Angeles. It happens every second Tuesday of the month, and on this podcast you will hear the best stories to come out of that stage. On today's episode, we have Jonathan Tipton Myers with his story, Seasons of Love.
Everything I do know is getting further and further and further away in the background, and then it becomes very clear to me that they're going to kill me. Right?
You may know Jonathan because he was in our very special Double Christmas episode, but now we have him back with another story. He's a self-proclaimed pizza rat from New York. He's performed on stages in New York City and screens for ABC, NBC, Fox, and Lifetime. And his solo show, Weird Traffic, an Uber Adventure, was featured on KPCC and hailed by The Scotsman, The Guardian, and The Times of London at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival in 2022. The point of his existence is to remind us that we are all connected. And now, without further ado, here's Jonathan with his story, Seasons of Love.
Hey there. Something you should know about me, I have, as a human being, I have a lot of faith. I was born with a lot of faith, and I came out here in 1998, in January. All I had when I came out here was a 1988 Acura Integra with a broken defroster. I had a duffel bag full of clothes. I had a Rand McNally map that only opened two times. Like, all it had in it was the major cities around the country and the time it would take to drive there if you were going 60 miles an hour. Like, how's that for faith, right? And the car that I had, I literally bought an hour after I got my license, so I really hadn't driven at all. So, I mean, the plan was, I actually was going to come out here to write stories about how we all need each other to survive. So I had a mission, and I had a plan, and I also had a list of people that I'd met in an AOL chat room, right? And I was, it was a writer's chat room. Yeah. Right, don't look at me like that. Right? And the plan was I was going to drive all day till I get to a Motel 6. I was going to pass out. I was going to wake up. I was going to Waffle House and then just repeat until I got out to Los Angeles. And for the first couple of days, it was a great plan. Everything was perfect. It was January. It was snowing. I only drove off the road like once or twice. It wasn't bad. But the third day, actually, I was driving for like 9 or 10 hours because I was trying to get to this Motel 6 outside of Fredericksburg, Virginia, where I was going to meet Shelley, who was the first girl on this list, right? So I was driving and driving and driving. I finally get there. I go upstairs. Oh, I also had a PowerBook 145 with 4-bit grayscale. This was 1998, by the way. So, yeah, right, there's no color at all, right? So we get upstairs, and I open up the laptop, and I'm like, and I make plans with Shelley to meet her in like 2 hours. She says, I'm going to take you to my favorite bar. It'll be great. And I was like, awesome. But I was a wreck. I could barely keep my eyes open. But then I remembered that in my bag, I had had a packet of no-dos, right? Like, anybody ever had no-dos? You remember? Like, they're these, they're like these little white cocaine pills. Like each one is like the equivalent of like 3 cups of coffee, right? But I never had them, so I just shoved them both in my mouth. And I leaned back and I passed out. And then all of a sudden it was like, bang, I woke up in a stupor because there was honking downstairs. And I'm like, oh, what's going on? What time is it? Oh, it must be her. So I grab my jacket, I run downstairs, and Shelly's there in her car, and she's got this big smile, and she's like, hey! And I'm like, hey! And Dan's there too, and he's like, hey! And I'm like, hey! It's her brother, right? I mean, it's okay. Like, we don't know each other. It's 98, okay? All we had was, like, Netscape was big, okay? So I get in the car, and I close the door, and I'm rubbing my eyes, and she's like, okay, let's go. And zoom, we head off down the highway, right? Now, I'm still rubbing my eyes. I'm still waking up. And I'm looking at the signs and the exits. And I've never been here before, but it's really clear that I don't recognize any of these names on the highway exits. And then it hits me. Everything I do know is getting further and further and further away in the background. And then it becomes very clear to me that they're going to kill me. Right? Because, like, I have a lot of faith, but I'm from New York. Do I need to say anything else? Right? And right when I'm thinking that, she goes, woo, and she drives off the highway down this long gravel road. Right? Yeah, where they take you to kill you. Right? And look, these people are really nice. Like, they are. They're like the most smiling, and they've got flannel because it's January and whatever. But I don't even know their last name. So I'm like in this car, like, I don't know these people. And we're going like, break it. And it's just trees. There's nothing around. There's nowhere. I'm looking around for like, what kind of bar? And there's nothing. And it's getting darker and it's darker. And all of a sudden the road just ends in front of this gigantic biker bar called Cowboy Jack's. Right? And then there's a line of bikes out front, and they've all got these like insignias with calligraphy and stuff. And I'm terrified. And she's like, we're here. I'm like, okay, we're here. And they get out around the car, and I open the door, and I get out of the car, and as my feet hit the ground, the no-do starts to kick in. And it's like literally like this. Like, it's like, and we walk into Cowboy Jack's. And this place is packed to the gills. And everybody's like screaming and yelling. They all know each other. It's like, hey, hey. And they know Dan and Shelly because they're regulars, and they see Shelly and they're like, hey, and they see Dan and they're like, hey, and they see me and they're like, hey, and I'm thinking, yeah, it's like, ooh, Dan and Shelly caught a good one this time. Like, he's going to taste really good when we kill him and eat him. Like, not funny. It's not funny. They put me at this table right in the front. They sit me down, and before I know it, there's a giant beer right in front of me, right? Like, it's planned. And I grab it really quickly, and I just start drinking. And I start drinking because it's covering the fact that I'm scoping the room looking for the door, and like an exit or something, somewhere I could sneak. Oh, it's like, oh, all right. Okay, there's a restroom there, and I'll just keep drinking and drinking. Then I'll say I got to go to the bathroom, and I'll go in there, right? And I'll just go right past it, and I'll go past that door. And when I get out that door, what? What am I going to do? There's no cell phone. 98. Okay? There's no cell phones. I don't know where the hell I am. There's no lights around. I don't know these people. I'm in the middle of nowhere thinking to myself, this is crazy. How the hell did I get in this situation? I'm so stupid to put myself in this situation. They're going to kill me. And right when I thought that, the whole room goes quiet. And I thought, oh shit, did I say that out loud? Right? And right at that moment, four of them like stand up together, like in this group, and they look and they find me, and they make a beeline right for me, right? And they're like holding hands in this weird, like, ritual way, and they start walking towards me, and they get really close to me, and they lean in, and this guy's in front, right? He's like 6'3", he's got these big shoulders, and he leans right in, and he says, 525,600 minutes. I'm like, what? That's Seasons of Love that's from Rent. 525,000 moments so dear. Are you wearing leg warmers? 525,600 minutes. How can you measure a year in daylight? And I'm like, oh, no. Whoa. Is it musical theater night at Scary Cowboy Jack's? Right at that moment, right, the no-do starts to wear off. And I see, like, oh, there's two guys are, like, kissing in the back. And, oh, there's three people. And they're, oh, he's got a Technicolor dream coat. And I'm like, no. I think I'm going to be okay. Thank you.
That's it. That's our episode. Let that be a great, great, great lesson for all of you children out there. Never, never give a ride to a hitchhiker, because they could murder you, or even worse, make you listen to their musical number. As always, you can watch the video of this story on our YouTube channel at It's Funny Now Storytelling, and you can find information about future shows and how to pitch your own story on our website, itsfunnynowstorytelling.com, and you can find a new episode every Monday on our podcast streaming platforms and, of course, YouTube. And we have some news for everybody in Los Angeles, because starting today, Monday, January 22nd at 5:30 p.m., we're going to have the only storytelling open mic on the west side of Los Angeles, and it's going to be weekly. We're going to be there every Monday with 15 lottery spots for anyone to tell a 7-minute true story about their lives. They don't need to be funny. They can be any type of story you want to tell, as long as it's a true story about your life. So we hope to see you all every Monday at The Crow. You can find information on our website or our Instagram account at It's Funny Now Storytelling. And on the next episode, we have yours truly with a story that I call Journey to the Stars.
And that's when we realize this is not just the strongest LSD we've ever done. This is actually probably the first time we've ever done LSD in our lives. This is not what we get in Argentina. This is first world LSD.
That's it. Thanks for listening. And remember, shorter duplex time. It's funny now. See you next time.